Bill?
I would just like to say that I think the village board got a bad rap in the editorials last week. And I'm thankful that you repaired Main Street with whatever funds you had when you did, because if you waited for the state to do it, especially with the cost of oil as it is today, and the cost that's going to take them, the estimate they gave is going to be double that at least, when they get around to doing it. And if we had to wait another 3 years, I spend a lot of time going up and down the street on my bicycle, and it hurts a lot more than it does when you're sitting in the front seat of your car. So thank you very much for taking care of it, and we benefited from it. It's not a detriment, that's for sure.
Well, thank you for the public words.
I should write that into the record.
Yeah, I don't give them nothing to feed off of.
Because they'll twist it right around what you said.
They'll never quote it right.
But
that article is full of half-truths and misquotes.
And we have, as individual members, had other people tell us exactly what, or similar statements to what you said, Bill.
I actually had people calling from Ellenville that aren't moving out and in our support.
Well, we forget how rough that road was. Mm-hmm. It was very similar to Bloomingburg, you know. Thank God for Duane Rowe, you went over there.
There, right.
Yeah, with his own funds.
And then there's a delay now, too, because, like,
Everything will be delayed now.
Yeah, they thought that the pulverizer, it's called rubberizing, there's a couple of terms you can use, that was going to be into that grant, but it's not. They took that out. Now that's why Bloomingburg's delayed. Now they have to go back to their engineers and do the planning all over again, because the state's refusing to pay for that because it's so costly.
But in the meantime, we have two beautifully smooth main streets in both villages.
Which we recognize are not going to last a long time, you know, but they're certainly an improvement.
And it was definitely untrue when he said that we're going to go talk in January 2009. There was no date whatsoever mentioned.
We did meet with the engineers and the person from the county who is the liaison between the local communities and the state on this project. And the one thing that came out of that was when he said we would have had to have been absolutely crazy not to accept that money when it was offered to us, regardless of how it affected future pie in the sky kind of thing. We had no firm commitments on it. So to hear it come from him as well as it was reassuring that we had done the right thing.
And you had assured them as opposed to something said that they would say that, who knows?
Right, this grant.
It's been going what, since 99? Yeah, since 1999, back and forth, yes, no, yes, no, when, no.
If it wasn't done, you can imagine after the hard work that we had.
Because the good roads were messed up, and that's what I told him to please put that in there.
It was ruining the town trucks, too.
Yeah, and the town refused to do the snow and ice removal anymore because it was danger to their employees, plus their equipment. And that I told him, I said, that the good roads that really weren't that bad, we had to repair over the winter, and that would have been more, I mean, it was already a battle zone. What would have been during the winter time?
It was so.
And we didn't lose the grant. And that, first of all, I don't think it was from Cage World. You know, and if you read into it, then we didn't lose it, it's just delayed. But how much, it was going to be delayed anyway, so.
Headlines sell newspapers.
Yep. Well, and that's Reckitt's usual lack of, delving into stuff.
They should change their name to the National Enquirer, too.
Right.
So the other grant is up in the air, that still is anyway.
But the other grant we are still eligible for.
Still eligible for.
And there are two options. We could either rescope the original plan to take out the street, because the street is not eligible for 10 years. Or, and then they would process that and we go ahead with sidewalks and lighting. Or we can wait for the 10 years so that we can have the whole plan again, closely. As near as it is guaranteed.
And your $2.4 million now would be what in 10 years?
Whatever. You know? Yeah, that's a different board's
or
problem
6 years,
to deal with.
It's or 6 years.
It's not going to be us. I don't imagine.
Or like Bill said, 4 or 5 years from now.
I shouldn't speak for the other two, but in 10 years, I don't expect to sit here.